SRN News. I'm John Scott. It was filled with drama, but Republican Mike Johnson has won re-election to the House speakership in first-round voting. He pushed past GOP holdout and got a boost from President-elect Donald Trump. GOP holdouts convened in the back of the House chamber during a tense roll call, and it brought an ominous start to the new Congress, three Republicans initially voting for other candidates than Johnson, and it did appear a second ballot was coming, but two flipped their votes, and that gave him the House Speaker post. The final tally of the first vote, 218 for Johnson, 215 for House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries. Correspondent Jackie Quinn reports on remembrances for the victims of the New Orleans New Year's Day attack.
We laid 14 yellow roses down.
New Orleans Police Superintendent Ann Kirkpatrick on a memorial service as Bourbon Street was reopened to visitors.
And then there was prayer.
14 people out celebrating New Year's Eve in the French Quarter when a man in a pickup truck cut short their lives. An 18-year-old, Nikira Didu, who had dreamed of becoming a nurse. 27-year-old Tiger Besh, who'd played college football at Princeton. And Reggie Hunter, the father of two boys, among the 14 victims. A blood drive was held in their honor.
So we're asking people to come out and donate.
I'm Jackie Quinn.
Also at SRNNews.com, the U.S. Justice Department announced it has entered into a court-enforceable agreement with Georgia's most populous county after finding that violence and filthy conditions in county lockups violated the constitutional rights of people held in jail there. The Justice Department opened the civil rights investigation into jail conditions in Fulton County. This is SRN News. 2025 will bring some key Supreme Court rulings.
We'll probably have to wait until June, though the court can release a decision whenever it wants to. A lot of Christians will be waiting to see how the justices rule on a Tennessee law that bars doctors from giving life-altering drugs to children so they can live as the opposite sex. Then there's a Texas law that would require online pornographers to make sure their customers are at least 18 before letting them onto the website. The High Court is considering about 50 cases. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
President Trump wants the U.S. to be energy independent, and that goal could impact the persecution of Christians abroad. A new report from International Christian Concern points out that 8 of the 12 members of OPEC, the consortium of oil-producing nations that the U.S. buys from, regularly persecute believers. OPEC's chief persecutors include Saudi Arabia and Iran. This is SRN News. Italy has summoned Iran's ambassador to demand the release of an Italian journalist arrested on charges of violating the laws of the Islamic Republic.
For its part, Tehran demanded during a meeting on Thursday that Italy free an Iranian citizen arrested on a U.S. warrant in connection with a drone attack in Jordan that killed 3 American troops. The developments escalated a sensitive three-nation diplomatic tangle that's dominated Italian media for days. The man that the U.S. Justice Department is seeking is wanted on charges of supplying the drone technology to Iran that was used in an attack last January on a U.S. outpost in Jordan that killed 3 American troops. Keith Peters reporting.
A surfer missing in Australia is believed dead after a shark attack, and authorities are searching the waters where the man disappeared. It happened near the coastal town of Streaky Bay. More details at SRNNews.com.